Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, one day years ago, I was sitting and talking with a good friend of mine. His name was Quang Lee. We used to work together. This was back in my previous career. And one day he told me a story about himself. I knew that Quang's Christian faith was important to him. And I guess I'd assumed it had always been that way. But he told me that for a long time, for most of his life, in fact, it had not been that way. He had gone to church regularly and took his family to church. But through most of those years, it really hadn't meant much to him. He had gone because he figured it was the right thing to do. But it hadn't really been important to him. And things like God and his word were not things that he really gave any thought to in his daily life, in the time between one Sunday morning and the next. Well, eventually a day came when Quang decided that it was time for a change. And his thinking was that if these things really didn't matter to him, which was how he'd been feeling at the time, then maybe it was time to stop going through the motions. On the other hand, if these things that he was hearing at church really were important, well, then he should start taking it more seriously. But one way or the other, he decided it was time for a change. So after he got home from church that Sunday, Quang decided to put some thought into this. So he went into his study, he opened his Bible, he started reading the Gospel of John. He didn't stop until he had finished John. Then he went back to the beginning and read John again. Then he went back and read it a third time. Quang didn't come out for dinner that night. He just sat in his study and read the Bible. And by the time he came out, he had read the Gospel of John from beginning to end 7 times. And he said that he knew then that what he had been reading really did matter. And from that day on, Christ and his word were the center and the foundation of his life. Now, it might seem surprising what a difference just reading one book can make. But that's the kind of effect that that book, John, and the rest of the Bible have been having ever since they were written. And in fact, that goes to the very heart of why these books were originally written. As we heard in our gospel reading this morning, near the end of John's gospel, the same book that Quang read 7 times that Sunday, John tells us exactly why he wrote that book. John says, "Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name." That is why John wrote his gospel. That is why the Holy Spirit inspired him to write it. And ultimately, that is why all of the scriptures were written, so that we may know Jesus for who he is, and by believing in him, have life in his name. So when John tells us that he wrote these things for that purpose, what are some of the things that he's referring to? How does John show us Jesus? Read or listen to John, and there you will see the eternal Son of God leaving the glory of heaven behind to take on human flesh and come and live among us sinners. You'll then hear why he came, as John the Baptist points to Jesus and says to you, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And then you will see that spotless Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, living a holy life of selfless love and humble service. You will see him multiplying five loaves of bread and two small fish to feed more than 5,000 people. And then you'll hear him calling you to know him as the bread of life. As he says, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. You'll then see Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead, and you will hear Jesus' promises to you as he says, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. You will hear Jesus saying, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And then you will see him on the cross, laying down his life for us. And then you will see him risen on the third day and hear him saying, peace be with you, so that you can know that your Redeemer lives and can know the comfort that sweet sentence gives. By these things that John recorded, these things that he saw with his own eyes and heard with his own ears in 3+ years of following Jesus. And these things that John recorded, he recorded in order to show you Jesus, not as just a great teacher, not just as a wise man or a good role model, but he is showing you Jesus as the promised Christ, the Messiah, the Son of God, your Savior. And John shows you Jesus in this way with a very specific purpose in mind, so that by believing in Jesus, you may have life in his name. That life begins with a new life now, a life in which you can enjoy the freedom of forgiveness, knowing that the Lamb of God has taken away all your sins, the sins of your past, the sins of last week and this morning, all of them taken away by Jesus your Savior. A life in which you can find the strength that you need for each day as your soul is fed and refreshed with Jesus Christ, the bread of life. A life in which you don't have to bear the burden of trying to earn your salvation, because you know that your good shepherd has already saved you. That life of enjoying God's blessings in Christ Jesus has already begun, and it is yours right now. And thanks be to God, you can be at peace in the assurance that this is a life that will never end. For the Jesus who gives you light and life now is the very same Jesus who, by his glorious resurrection, showed himself truly to be the resurrection and the life. And you have his promise that believing in him, even if you die, yet shall you live with him forever. All of that is yours in Christ Jesus, your Savior. And all of that is freely given to you in God's word. I mentioned earlier my friend Kwong. Like him, many of us, probably all of us, go through times in our life when we really don't give much thought to God and his word. But the important thing for us to recognize in such times is that, again, like Kwong, we have an amazingly gracious God, the Father who never gives up on us, and who always has open arms and a place at his table for prodigal sons and daughters. A God who never tires of telling us in his word the good news of what Jesus has done for us, so that we may know him for who he is, the Son of God, our Savior, and that by believing in him, we may have life in his name, real life now, and life beyond anything that we can imagine, in his glorious kingdom in the life of the world to come. I still remember sitting and talking with my friend Kwong like it was yesterday. But when I was recently talking to my family about him, telling stories about him, I was startled to realize that it's now been 20 years since I worked with him, which suddenly made me feel very old. But more significantly, that also means that it's now been 17 years since he died of cancer. And thinking about that gave me a very different perspective on things. By God's grace and the power of God's word, Kwong knew that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And by believing in him, Kwong had and has life in his name, a life that continues now and a life that will continue eternally. Thinking of eternity made the number of my years no longer seem quite so large. And they also made those hours that Kwong spent reading John that one Sunday really seem not so long at all. And so I prayed a prayer of thanks to God for giving Kwong his word, and through that word, giving him everlasting life in Jesus Christ. I also decided I would take opportunity of an occasion to tell other people about what God had done for him, as an example of what God does for all of us through the power of his saving word. And my prayer for each of you is that you will always treasure those words that God gives you as the precious and life-giving gift that they are. That you will never tire of hearing of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, your Savior. And that you will enjoy to the fullest, now and in eternity, the life that is yours in Jesus' name. All glory, honor, and praise be to him who is the resurrection and the life, who is our life, Christ Jesus the Lord. Amen.